Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by John Mattani, who is CEO at MediaTek SPAC PLC. How are you today, John?
I'm really good, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We've known each other a number of years and you continue to surprise me. This is the latest venture that you have. Tell us about MediaTek SPAC PLC.
MediaTek SPAC PLC was basically, we literally have just come together as a group about, say, I'd say 5 or 6 weeks ago. And I was approached by one of our advisors, Brian Kinnan. And I've known Brian for some time, but he said, look, John, I think we've got a really good opportunity here. You've got a really good background in media and technology. And we feel that you're somebody who would be a great leader for us in our new venture of bringing a series of SPACs to the market. And what I liked about working with Brian, because I worked with Brian on a couple of other things, because Brian's, you know, he's just a super smart guy for me, and especially in the tech space, I think he's just the way his mind works and the way he thinks, he's always thinking 3 miles ahead of the rest of us. So it's really good to have him on board of our team. And he just basically came back to me and said, look, you know, we've got this opportunity. So I said, look, you know, I'd love to join you guys. And then he said, well, the rest of it's down to you. So next thing I did was pick up the phone and reach out to Rick Sennett, who's our chairman. And Rick, I've basically known for 26 years because he was head of business and legal affairs. And Rick was, you know, really grateful for me for that call, because he was also hearing lots about SPACs and stuff and felt this was a great vehicle for him to board. And then I got introduced to Celia Lee. Celia is definitely the most dynamic of the three of us, because she's, you know, she's full of energy, and she's a journalist by trade, and she's a presenter on Phoenix TV. And she definitely keeps me and Rick in check from that point of view.
So that's the team. Those are the key players. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the key players. I think what makes us a little bit different from other SPACs, if that's fair to say, we're not just a board of three. You know, with Riverfort being our corporate sponsor, they come into a lot of deal flow. And right now, you know, our focus is on getting the prospectus out there, making sure we get listed on the standard list. But once that's all done, to actually have a partner like Riverfort puts us in a pretty strong position in terms of identifying targets that we could potentially acquire.
So Riverfort are almost like your scouts. I mean, they're looking around, they're there on the watchtowers looking for corporate opportunities.
Yeah, very much so. And if you look at their track record, if you look at Brian and Barry, for example, they run a really fabulous VC fund called Shore Valley Ventures. And I don't really need to say too much more. You can do your research and you'll see they've got a fabulous track record, and they're really great at picking out unicorns. And that's what really excites me, that, you know, we've surrounded ourselves with a really, really good team, and a team that's really, really empowering. You know, from my point of view, you know, the interaction that I have with the board and the guys at Riverfort, it's the energy has been wonderful. And I think that's really, really important to have a good dynamic in the team for the team to grow on and succeed.
So you've got the team, the actual personalities of the team, you've got the track record of the team, but I mean, what makes you think different from other SPACs? And I mean, in a way, given that there are quite a few SPACs coming up at the moment, why would people look at your particular venture?
Well, I think technology for me is an area that, you know, we're very firmly focused on. You know, we're also looking at media as well. But what really excites me about technology is you can find businesses where you identify a strong team, you look at their product and service, and then you identify, is this company something that we can take globally? And that's what really excites me, to really create that sort of hockey stick type of growth, you know, in terms of being able to take a business, you know, and giving it the launch pad by putting some money into it, giving it the resources it needs, and really helping it achieve its strategic objectives.
And as far as the float and the listing, you said it was going to be on the standard listing, MediaTek. What's the timing on that?
So we've already kicked off the process. So we're in the process of preparing our prospectus that has to be submitted to the FCA. And then once we'll have a series of engagements with the FCA, hopefully, you know, you've got a very strong and clean board. You know, we've obviously, we'll have sufficient cash to make sure that, you know, we meet all of the FCA requirements. And then once they sign off, you know, we can look to list on the standard list and get the show up and running.
So that would be what, a couple of months? Is that the current time?
Yeah, I would say 2 months. You know, we're working pretty actively, you know, on trying to get that. You know, we've got very good lawyers in place, and we've got a very good in-house lawyer, Mark Wheeler, who's been absolutely fabulous. I have to say thank you to him because he's been guiding us, you know, very meticulously in this whole process.
Right, I think we're both probably old enough to remember the time, the dot-com boom, and when TMTs and other things, other acronyms were around. That sort of might fill some of us with dread. I mean, how is the current technology boom different from the first one, let's say?
Well, Zach, I was actually at Time Warner when we merged with AOL. So nobody needs to remind me personally of that whole episode, because I still look at that experience. And, you know, when I'm mentoring students and stuff, I remind them of that whole chapter, that look at business, but look at business from a fundamental perspective. Don't get carried away in the hot air that sometimes comes to face. And, you know, just looking back at that period, I recall it very, very distinctively, walking into the office on January the 10th. It was on the front of the Financial Times that AOL and Time Warner were merging in a $350 billion merger 21 years ago. I mean, the valuation was just astronomical. You know, they'd used a price to earnings ratio of 90 times, which was just unheard of, but they managed to sell it to Wall Street. Unfortunately, the rest is history, because our stock price over the next 3 years fell from $90 down to $6. And quite frankly, I thought the company was actually on the verge of going bust. Fortunately, the management reacted really, really well. They sold a number of the prime assets of the business, including Warner Music, including the studio stores, including the theme parks, and managed to fortunately turn things around and get the business going, you know, back on track. And, you know, you can see, you know, 2 years ago, they managed to successfully sell it onto AT&T at $107 after what was quite a choppy time back in early 2000. But back to your question, technology has evolved tremendously. And technology, you know, particularly in the last 12 months, you know, listening to a lot of tech CEOs, particularly if you listen to the guys at Google or Microsoft, for example, their view is their businesses have advanced tremendously because of the pandemic. You know, technology's played a crucial part in actually ensuring that, you know, businesses have managed to continue to operate with good technology in place. And I believe a lot of those businesses that survived the dot-com bubble back in 2000, 2001 are in much stronger places today. If you look at where the likes of Apple and Amazon and Google, you know, what did they go through then? They've obviously managed to survive it, and you can see their valuations today.
And you see, I mean, that leads on really to the final point or the final question. Because of the pandemic, is that really the driver and the trigger for technology and media opportunities?
I mean, I would say it's probably one of the reasons, but I think for me personally, I've always been a tech investor. I've loved, you know, over all of the sectors that I've invested in the past, you know, I think technology is the one that excites me the most. You know, you look at sectors like AI, you look at crypto, you look at cybersecurity, you look at cloud computing. There's just so many really, really exciting areas, which, you know, are very early stage, you know, still looking to grow. And that's what makes it really, really exciting from that perspective. But, you know, not forgetting, you know, my media background, you know, looking at the likes of, you know, what the traditional studios are doing. And then you look at the players that have come into the market. You know, you look at what HBO Max is doing, what Netflix is doing, what Amazon is doing, what Hulu is doing. And then there's, you know, players like Disney Plus, not to forget, you know.
On that note, John Mitani, CEO of MediaTek SPAC PLC, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure, Zach. Always great to catch up, buddy.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.